Hi, and welcome to the latest episode of Pasha. My name is Nontobeko Mtshali. Thank you for joining us. To get 2020 started, we bring you a conversation our colleague Ines Khosana had with Agnes Binagwaho, the Vice Chancellor at the University of Global Health Equity in Rwanda. They looked at the steps Rwanda has taken to repair what was a broken health system.
Dr. Agnes, there's been a lot of phenomenal gains made in Rwanda in key areas such as child health and maternal health and vaccine coverage. What would you say are some of the key steps that led to these achievements? I understand there are many, but maybe your top three?
I think it can be summarized in the Rwanda governance approach, meaning the way law, strategies, rule, regulation, planning, norms, and protocol are done in a participatory process using the last data of the science, and also doing a proper assessment of what is needed and where is it needed, make the people participating in those decisions so that when you bring the solution to the problem, they are already informed and ready to participate. Fight corruption, accountability in commitment, in achievement, in use the money, and in the outcome of the service delivery.
Despite these strides, there's still a lot of work to be done.
What are some of the gaps that still exist?
Neonatal survival. There are a couple of districts now that didn't see any maternal mortality, any over a year. But still, any woman who died giving birth without being sick, it's unnecessary death. So I think that we will say that the journey is ending the day that no woman die unnecessary. Same the day no child die unnecessary for a solution we have. We can understand that the doctors and nurses are not gone, so the death will always be part of life. But unnecessary death, this is what we are tackling. And up to the time there is one, there is still a journey to do.
What are some of the leading causes of maternal mortality?
Maternal mortality, infection, thanks to the rapid distribution of the needed blood, hemorrhage is diminishing. But we have also the fact that some women delay to come. In the day, all the women will have the full antenatal clinic. I guess that's some problem will be discovered before the time of delivery. We have achieved the MDGs, but to achieve the SDGs, we have to eliminate those causes. So when we miss the point with one woman, we have to deeply analyze, do the maternal death audit, and apply the lesson learned for the next, for this not never to happen again.
At this point, Ina looked to Dr. Binagwaho for some solutions.
What must be done to address these?
To address those, so, still, more education, more staff, and Rwanda is producing health professionals, and also better maintenance of the equipment. And I think that the best way to do that is to analyze each and every death, what are the causes, and a remedy to that causes, one by one. Like the process that is ongoing now, but is still not a finished agenda.
Rwanda has done exceptionally well in improving child health. A major part of that can be attributed to vaccines, public inclusion, and building public trust. Thanks for tuning in to this episode produced by Ozeyar Patel. From me, Nontobeko Mtshali, it's bye for now.